Almoni Rabbosai. Our limud of halacha every day is a zchus refuah for Yosef Dov ben Chayla. He should have a refuah shleima b'korah b'zoshu chol Yisrael. So we learned that like Shabbos we have an issa malacha, and like on Shabbos we have a mitzvah of Shabbosoin, a mitzvah of resting, etc. So where did Chazal get the idea that on Yontif there are heterim in Malachas, that Leontov is less severe in Malacha than it is that there are categories of Malacha which are Mutra on Yontov, which are going to be also on Shabbos? So we said one indication was from the Pesukim that speak about on Yontov called Meleches Avoida Loisasu. So they said that Malacha which involves Avoida, in other words, what you do for a living, that sort of work is what's also. On Shabbos it doesn't say. On Shabbos it says kol melocha lo isasu, or any expressions like that. But it speaks about melocha stam. On Yontov it speaks about meleches avoido. So there's one indication there that there are categories which are not meleches avoido. Kugoin meleches oineg, the idea of cooking for in order that a person should have food to eat, should have cooked food to eat, that sort of thing, baked food to eat rather than eating raw foods. Then that's called meleches oineg and not meleches avoido. That's one indication. But the main indication is what everybody knows as the heter of oichel nefesh. Let's have a look at the pasuk because it's very important. It says, "Bayom orisha mikra kodesh." This is at the end of Parshas Achodesh in Parshas Boy. "Bayom orisha mikra kodesh." The first day of Yontif, Pesach, is Yontif. And we said Mikra Kodesh was an indication that one should be misaneg on Yom Tov, that you shouldn't have the same food as you have a whole year round, and you shouldn't wear the same clothes as you wear during the weekdays. Uvayom Ashri Mikra Kodesh, and the seventh day of Pesach is also Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. Then it says, Kol Malocha Lo Yeose Bohem. You're not allowed to do Malocha. That sounds like Shabbos. And then it says, Ach Asher Yochel L'chol Nefesh, that which will be achilas nefesh or oichel nefesh, hu levado yeosa lochem, that alone will be done for you. So I've got a provision here. It says that melocha lo yeosa behem, but asheyoch lochol nefesh levado yeosa lochem. Like we said yesterday about fresh fish sold here, right? It didn't need to say such a long posuk. If he wanted to tell me that uvayom melocha lo yeosa behem, it could have said, don't do any melocha, chutz, mei, achilo, mei, oichel. Right? Why does it say, rak, asher yeochel, lechol nefesh, hu, levadoi, yose lochem? So Chazal take it apart, like we took apart the fresh fish sold here. Yeah, they take it apart word by word, and they learn things out of it. First of all, rak is the exception. In other words, that Shabbos is kol melocha le'yose bohem, yontav kol melocha le'yose bohem, but there are exceptions. So that's a rak. Asher yochel lechol nefesh, we speak about oichel nefesh. We don't speak about oichel stam, but we speak of oichel nefesh. Chazal learned from that as well, that it has to be a dova hashover lechol nefesh. The things that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov are things which are generally accepted as oineg Yom Tov. And there's a very, very interesting discussion, for instance, about smoking on Yom Tov. Is there a heta of oichel nefesh? Is smoking on Yontif, certainly nowadays, is that something that's a dova hashover lechol nefesh, that everybody accepts is an oineg? Everybody accepts that eating is a pleasure. Everybody accepts that drinking is a pleasure. But you know, everybody accepts that wearing clean clothes is a pleasure. But is smoking for instance oichel nefesh? And the Gemara speaks about mugmor, that there were certain types of spices and herbs and things that they brought in at the end of the meal to create a smell after the meal, to create a nice fragrance in the room. But not everybody likes it. It's not acceptable to everybody. Some people like the smell of smoke. You know, you come into a room after somebody else has been smoking. Some people can't stand it. Some people like the smell of petrol in a petrol station when you fill your car. And some people think it's objectionable, it's obnoxious. So therefore, Chazal learnt out, Ye'ochel l'chol nefesh. It doesn't just say oichel, but it says oichel nefesh. It's a dova hashover l'chol nefesh. We'll look at the rest of the pasuk of Yitzchem tomorrow.
Started the Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Zion Iyar, 32nd day of the Omer, 15th of May, Rabbi Yaakov Klein Shlita, the Redemptive. This week's Torah been spotlighted in Nishmas, Moriz Chayas, Sorabas, Rabbi Yitzchok, Isaac, Olayel Shalom, Leschus, Hashavuim, Vachayolim, Vamilchamo, Sheyachzru, Levoteim, Leshalom, Bimheiro.
Okay, good morning to everybody. It's wonderful to be back with you. It's always wonderful to have a chance to learn together. It's particularly wonderful to learn together. Erev Lag BaOmer, it's a remarkably special day whose significance continues to grow, universally accepted and deepened as history seems to progress and proceed. Maybe in some of our own lifetimes we've seen how this was a relatively, you know, power of day. We didn't say Tachnun, and you know, and then all of a sudden, Lag BaOmer is one of the primary Yamim Tovim it's become, and one of the primary dates throughout the calendar. And it requires a little bit of reflection as to what exactly we're celebrating. There's a huge sugya as to whether it is the day of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Patira. Is it his Yahrzeit? Is it not his Yahrzeit? Is that just made up? Where'd that come from? Is it a printing error? There's a lot of different discussion about that. One thing that we do know for sure is that Lag BaOmer is a day that's bound up with this tzaddik, with this Tana, Rashbi, and generally we're celebrating the revelation of a very particular kind of Torah that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai brought to the world. We know that he was a Tana, he shows up in the Gemara in a number of halachic sugyas. But fundamentally, Rashbi is bound up with the part of Torah that's called Pnimiyas HaTorah. That's the aspect of the interiority of Torah, what we would refer to as Soid or Nister. That aspect of Limud HaTorah, which is not generally learned, at least not in the institutional sense, but that Klal Yisrael is continuing to discover and access as history progresses from hundreds of years ago, especially through the revelation of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and that tradition, but more and more and more Klal Yisrael are embracing this realm of the Torah that saturates, that infuses the Niglas HaTorah with energy and with life. Rav Asher HaGadol of Karlin is quoted, one of the Talmidim of the Magid of Mizrich, Ma Hashem LaKol, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everyone's, is for everyone. He says, Af Rabbi Shimon LaKol. Every single Jew has a particular connection with Rabbi Shimon, and there's something in Rabbi Shimon's Torah as it's refracted down through generally four schools of thought. It's basically the Gra and his interpretation of the Rashbi, it's the Rashash of the Sfardim, Rav Shalom Sharabi, it's the Ramchal, and it's the Baal Shem Tov. These are almost the Umisham Yapari La'ar Barashim. These are four schools of thought. Each one of them interpreted the Zohar HaKadosh that's open for a tremendous amount of interpretation in their own unique ways. And Klal Yisrael continue to be the beneficiary of these teachings as they continue to infuse, so to speak, into the mainstream. But there's one thing that's very fascinating about the teachings of Rabbi Shimon that's reflected in all of those who were speaking about his Torah, and that is the kesher between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Zohar HaKadosh and the Geula HaAsida, and the ultimate redemption. And I'll start with the least likely of sources, which we're not going to see inside right now, but I'll just mention it outside, which is the Evan Shlema in Perikid Aleph, which is a collection of teachings from the Vilna Gaon, right, who people would least expect, let's say, you know, to be speaking this terminology. It's more Hasidic, you know, it's more, you know, sort of the Baal Shem Tov's way of talking and way of thinking and way of dreaming. But the Vilna Gaon writes in no uncertain terms that the Geula HaAsida, that the redemption will come as a schus on account of the Limud of Kabbalah. And he writes that black on white. And where did he get that from? So ultimately, all of these expressions of the connectivity between the teachings of Rabbi Shimon and the redemption come from the Zohar HaKadosh itself in a number of places. There's the Zohar in the Tikkuni Zohar. There's a Zohar in Parshas Pekudei and Raya Mehemna. Different parts of the Zohar that make it extremely clear, and we're going to learn this inside, that the ultimate redemption comes as a result of our engagement and access of this realm of Torah, of the Nister that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed, that Ma Hashem LaKol, Af Rabbi Shimon LaKol, that everybody can gain something, that everybody needs to begin to onboard this way of looking at the world as we move closer and closer to the ultimate redemption. So let's take a look first at the teaching that you have on your source sheets, number one, from the Dega Machane Ephraim, who, fascinatingly enough, is his Yahrzeit today. So I was going to use the source anyway, but it is his Yahrzeit, so what a beautiful Ashkacha that we're learning from the Torah of the Tzaddik on his Yahrzeit. And we should have an aliyah from his neshama. So he says like this. Bereish Galei is the Targum Unkelis on the words B'yad Rama. That Klal Yisrael went out of Galus Mitzrayim B'yad Rama with a raised hand, and the Targum Unkelis interprets that as Bereish Galei, which means with a lot of joy. Right? Bereish Galei, with an incredibly elevated degree of Galei, like of rejoicing. So he says, what's the deeper meaning of this Targum? Al-Derech the Isa B'Zayah Kadosh, as it's written in the Holy Zohar, from Rabbi Shimon, B'Sifra Da, Yifkin Bey, B'Galusa B'Rachme. With this Sefer, I'm adding just the extra words that he left out, but those are the words, Yifkin Bey, B'Galusa, we will be taken out of Galus B'Rachme, with tremendous compassion, with tremendous mercy from Hashem. Ba'ayin Shem Shemavur, Aydi Yisar, and it's revealed very clearly over there, because she is Gala HaSefer HaZoyar, that when the Sefer HaZoyar begins to become accessed by Klal Yisrael, obviously in a healthy way, and ba'adraga, you know, not everybody should be opening up a Zoyar per se, even though the Chidah felt that every single person, even if you don't understand the word, should have a Seder every single day in just saying Zohar. It's a very big thing by certain aspects of the Sephardish world and of the Hasidish world to Zog Zayar, just to say it, not even if a person understands it, tremendous R and illumination into a person's neshama. But that aside, if we can access the teachings of the Zohar, again, as refracted through the teachings of the Ramchal, through the teachings of the Gra, through the teachings of the Baal Shem, the teachings of the Rashash and others, the Ben Ish Chai, etc., 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 which is basically all mainstream Klal Yisrael. There's not one mainstream Gadol that we accept today that rejected the Zohar. Very, 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 very few. There were some that wrote polemics, but generally, Klal Yisrael as a whole, from this, whoever you want, right? Whoever we consider to be a Gadol, accepts the authenticity of the Zohar Kaddish. It impacts our Hanhagas, if not our halachas, certainly as reflected in the teachings of the Arizal, obviously, which you can't move three pages of Mishneh Berurah without encountering something that the Arizal interjected, and so many of the things that we take for granted as part of our halachic experience are straight from the Zohar, are straight from the Ari, that are not found in Shas. Holding tzitzis between our pinky and our other four fingers is from the Ari. Saying Aleinu L'Shabeach at the end of davening is the Ari. There are so many things that are so part of our halachic observance that we might not even be aware of, but they come directly from the Ari HaKadosh and the world of the Zohar. Be that as it may, when Klal Yisrael access this realm of Torah, Yifkin Bei Megalusa, the whole Geula depends on this. So he says, V'zeo Shem Rumas B'Pasuk B'nei Yisrael Yoytzim B'Yad Ramah. He says, this is Pshat in the Pasuk. U'b'nei Yisrael Yoytzim. Obviously, I'll be Pshat. This is speaking about Klal Yisrael getting out of which Galus? Galus Mitzrayim. But he says, Hayinu min ha-galus, generally speaking, applied to our experience, U'b'nei Yisrael Yoytzim, we're desperate to get out of this Galus already. Kaniska le'el, B'yad Ramah. How do we get out? B'yad Ramah. What's B'yad Ramah? The Targumai, B'reish Galei. So B'reish means the head, the top, Galei of rejoicing. But he interprets it al pi remez. B'reish is Rosh HaTevis, Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai. And Galei could mean to reveal. See, he says, Bereish Galei, when the teachings of Rabbi Shimon are revealed in the world, Uvenei Yisrael Yoytzer. That's how Klal Yisrael is getting out of Galus. Because she is Gala, Sifra HaKadosh, Sifra HaZohar, when the teachings of Rabbi Shimon, which are recorded in the Zohar, are revealed in the world, Az B'da Yifkin B'Galusa V'Havin. And we should understand this very well and take it, Lov De L'maisa, to understand how practically we can infuse our halachic experience with the more spiritual, philosophical, and mystical teachings of Rashbi. But what's the Inyan? How do we understand, like, what's the kesher between our experience in Galus and needing to connect to the Torah of Pnimius, to the Torah of Rabbi Shimon, in order to get out of this Galus and into Geula? What is Galus, what is Geula, and what's the connection between these things? So the Ramchal wrote a number of Svarim that everybody's familiar with. Obviously, people know Mesilas Yesharim, obviously, that's universally learned. I think pretty much generally, universally, people know the Sefer Derech Hashem. A little bit less people know Das Tfunas, and that's usually where people, like, that's it. That's people's corpus of the Ramchal. But if you ever saw the green set, which is a very ubiquitous, universal set of Ramchals, where they have different dots on the side, it actually goes up to 8. There are 8 Svarim in that set, and some of those Svarim are collections of other smaller Svarim that the Ramchal wrote, and it gets progressively deeper and deeper and deeper. The Ramchal, if anybody knows a little bit about him without going to the whole thing of the Ramchal now, the Ramchal was an extraordinarily controversial figure in his day. Had what to do with the societal concern just coming off of Shabbos Tzvi, without getting into the whole history of it now. But the bottom line is, the Ramchal, if he had one agenda, was not Musar. The Ramchal's agenda was Kabbalah. And that is abundantly clear. If we was giving a shir now in Ramchal, you wouldn't believe some of the things that the Ramchal writes that people don't access, because they think the Ramchal was a big Baal Musar. He wasn't a Baal Musar, he was a Mekubal. Mesilas Yesharim is a Kabbalah sefer. Rav Shlomo Volba said that Mesilas Yesharim could be learned al pi Kabbalah because it has 10 gates, right? Each of the 10 madrigas of the Braisa of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. And this is connected to the fundamental system of Kabbalah, which we're going to discuss now for a few minutes, called the 10 Sfiros. And you could learn it Mamish, he was trying to bring that consciousness of Kabbalah already into a Musar Sefer that would be accepted by everybody. So much so, fascinatingly enough, that Mesilas Yesharim that we have today on our shelves is not the original version of Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim was originally written as a Sefer Vikuach, as a discussion between a Chacham, like a Talmud Chacham, and a Chassid, and a pious person. And that was the way that it was set up. The problem was, is that in contrasting the standard Talmud Chacham with a Chassid, there were things that came out in the original version, which we've now discovered only in the 1980s and has now been published. So it's very, very recent. Most people won't have access to this, but it has been published. You can look it up online, where there are original pieces of information that were edited out by one of the Ramchal's students because they felt that this would prevent the Sefer from being accepted. And he was 100% right, because now look, Mesilas Yesharim, everybody's happy with. Darach Hashem, everyone's happy with. Das Tfunas gets a little bit deep for people. And then from there on in, it's progressively deeper and deeper. But the Ramchal makes this absolutely clear, particularly in Maimar HaChachma. There are other places in the Sefer, Sefer HaKlalim, in a letter that he wrote to his Rebbe, which is Chayav, like it's, I believe it's mamish obligatory for everyone to read this. If we respect the Ramchal, we can't just take some of him and not all of him. The Vilna Gaon said that he would walk on his feet to go learn by the Ramchal. So we have to understand, what was the Ramchal's agenda? His agenda was Geula. The Ramchal had a small group of Hebra, and he attributed Geula-oriented roles, I know this sounds wild, most people don't know this, to the different parts of his Chabura. He was going to be Mashiach ben Yosef. Ramat Vali was going to be Mashiach ben David. He had another chevra that these were going to be, Eliyahu HaNavi and different. And they were mamish trying to bring the geula through advocating study of Pnimius HaTorah. So one of the deepest of all of the sfarim of the Ramchal is called Adir Bamarim. I don't know if the chevra have heard of Adir Bamarim. Adir Bamarim, from the little bit that I could scratch a little bit of understanding, there are hardly words to describe what this sefer is. Giluyim, giluyim, giluyim atzumim. Like, it's you come face to face with Hashem through His Torah. That's revealed in Adar Bamarim. Ruach HaKodesh Ein Kamayu. Mamish, mamish, mamish. Things that are soides atzumim and noiraim. So in the sefer Adar Bamarim, which is a commentary in the Idra Rabbah, the Ramchal already begins right in the beginning, so this is literally page 1 from Adar Bamarim, which we'll learn a little bit from now. And this is how he starts the Sefer. He says, Menatikunim agdoilim sheniskinu ba'olam haya Sefer Azoyar. Of one of the great rectifications, of one of the great healing elements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced into his Bria, is this technology called the Sefer Azoyar. It's mamash like a new technology. It brings something brand new to the world. Within the Sefer Azayar itself praises the Sefer because it was prepared for the Geula. And the Sefer Azayar and all of its derivative works are our salvation. It means to say that all different symptoms, all issues that we have in our community can be attributed as symptoms to the cause of this, that we've neglected this chelik of Torah. And that all we've held onto is the Gemara and Halacha without tapping into the whole other realm of Pnimius, which is also captured in the Midrashim, as well as captured in the Agadas Hashas, which the Vilna Gaon says that Rav, Sisri, Kabbalah are in the Agadas Hashas. We can ask ourselves, Hagav Asmacha, do we have as much respect and as much Iyun for the Agadas as we do for the, the real sugyas? And the answer is, of course not. Although, many of us learned in yeshivas, we know that. We don't have a mahalach halimud in Agada. We don't, and if we do, it's very surface. But the second that a person opens up a mainstream sefer that's written to explain the Agadas, for example, Ben Yoyada, which is one of the chief svarim that we have, if you've ever looked in a Ben Yoyada, if you don't have the basics of Kabbalah, you can't learn that sefer. It is a sefer Kabbalah, but it's not a sefer Kabbalah. It's a sefer Agada, because Agada is Kabbalah encoded. The truth, the real truth is that halacha is Kabbalah encoded. And this gets into a huge conversation about what do you do if there's a conflict between halacha and agada. And there's a little known sefer of the Ben Ish Chai, Shalos Hatshuvos, that he wrote, even though there's some speculation as to who it's really from. It's called Sefer Rav Payalis or something like that, Rav Payalim. Something like that, I think. And there's a little bit of speculation. We don't know exactly if it's from it. But over there, there's a very hardline shita with regard to conflicts between halacha and nistir. The Vilna Gaon said there's never a stira. And if we think it's a stira, it means we're either not understanding the halacha or we're not understanding the Kabbalah. But be that as it may, these two things are mirror images of each other. They're guf and neshama. They have to come together. And if we don't have neshama, what's going to happen to our Yiddishkeit? It's just going to be a goof. And a goof without a neshama, it might look nice, which our Yiddishkeit, Baruch Hashem, it looks nice, but the question is, are we ready for the geula? You know, are we ready for a reality in which umala aretz de'al adasas Hashem kamayim le'amachasen? Are we God conscious? You know, are we living life mamash with dveikus? And so he says over here, the whole reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Zohar Kadosh into the world is L'gu'ula hu chalat smiach keren Yeshua l'beis Yisrael, is to save us. V'yizbara boi davar zeh, and this reality is explained many times, mekama mekomis barai mehemna, many, many times in the Sefer Kabbalah, v'tikunim and the tikun ezer, kama v'kama pa'amim. It's explicit in all the Sefer Kabbalah that this is what we must do. And it's so frustrating sometimes because people who don't have access to this because they don't believe we should learn it are saying, mehecha teisi, that it's important to learn Kabbalah. And it's like, well, in Kabbalah. But they don't hold that we should learn it, so they don't find it, so they don't see it. So it's a very frustrating thing. But anybody who knows even a little bit and has the privilege of being open-hearted and open-minded to this realm of Torah even a bit, you can't go through, you know, a few pages without understanding. This is all bound up with the redemption. And it's mamesh achiyah for us to be embracing it. Began poi b'parshas Nasai, as well as in Parshas Nasai, he writes more explicitly, ubegin de'eis Yisrael, or really the asid, Yisrael lemitam the ilana dechaye. Klal Yisrael eventually in history, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when, are going to have access to the ilana dechaye, to the tree of life, which in contrast to the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, which is halacha, because it's talking about kasher pasul, mutar aser, right, tamei tahar, but the Eitz HaChaim is just Eibishter, it's just Hashem, it's just chesed, it's just ava, it's just... So Klal Yisrael will give themselves access to the consciousness of the Sefer HaZoyar, Yifkan Be'Megalusa Barachme, and from that we will get out of Galus with great mercy. But Inin Hazet Tali Hu Be'Ikrim Gedoyle Me'Ikra HaChachme, he says this whole thing is bound up with extraordinarily deep principles in Kabbalah. U'Mushush Be'Imke or Ba'imke Ha'Anhaga Asher Kein Poel Ha'Adon Ha'Yachid Al Amai Tel Nachalase HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this wondrous thing with Klal Yisrael, l'nachoisam haderech, to guide them on the way, asher yagiu bay el rav tuv hamachuvam bereishis hamachshava, to be able to finally access what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for us, ayin l'ras o likimzi l'secha, and Hashem gave us the way. And the question is whether we're open-hearted enough to embrace it and to explore it and humble enough to say, okay, listen, this is what it says. This is what it says. But what's the depth? For the last couple of minutes, let's take a look at the next source, which is from Adab Amarim, pages 14 to 15. And over here, before we begin, a tiny little hakdama. I know I'm used to giving shirim usually for an hour, and so it's very difficult for me to, you know, to compress things like this. So it's like, and that's why I was speaking so quickly, because I don't have time, but I have a lot to say, but I don't have so much time. Tiny hakdama. Many of us, especially in this period of time, will be aware of a system called the 10 spheros. Right? It's impossible for a person to go through sphira without encountering this in some form or another, even though, biblically, there's no kesher to sphira, so spheres says to count the days, you know, so the spore means to count. But all of a sudden, in later dairas, it's become, I would say, ubiquitous and universal that we're reflecting on the midah of each day, right? And so we understand that the first day is chesed shebechesed, and kuvur shebechesed, and tefer shebechesed, and so on. These are the midahs that not only show up in sphira, but they actually show up twice, if you're paying attention, which I'm sure you all are, in our davening. One time they show up in right before Az Yashir, when we say Lecha Hashem Hagdula Vagvura Vatiferes Vanetzach Vahoid Kichol Vashemayim Vaaretz Lecha Hashem Hamamlacha. So right there is encapsulated all of them, and then they show up again in a slightly different form in Yishtabach. Right. So right over there we have these two aspects within our very texts, which refer to the 10 spheros. Very briefly, sphera, like we said, can mean to count, which has a very deep mashvas, and I'm explaining that in a minute. And sphira could also mean, lispar could mean to shine, like Livnas HaSapir, right? Eved Sapir is a sapphire, is a glowing spark. What's the mashmaz? The trouble is, al regal achas, on a pinky toe, just al regal, the trouble is that we have a fundamental contradiction in terms philosophically. Because here we are here as separate existences, experiencing a world of limitation and fragmentation, and yet we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echad Yachad Miyuchad. How yitachin that something that's multiple could come from something that's one? Okay, that's the basic problem of Kabbalah. And Kabbalah explains that no. The whole thing is a light that's hitting a prism, and the prism is revealing 10 realities within the light. The light is absolutely one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 10 kelim that are not divine or chas v'shalom in any form. We don't serve the spheres like the Medrash says, chas v'shalom, a love, the loyli midosav, very explicit. You daven to Hashem, even though we're mechavin in Kabbalah to different spheres, but we're davening to the ikra v'sharsha de kula almin. We're davening to the one, to the only one, and everything else is kaguf b'li neshama, as the Pasach Eliyahu says, just bodies. But Hashem created 10 vessels, which are called the 10 sephiros, to shine His illumination into the world. And that's why they're called spheros, from the word and the concept to count, because when you only have one, you can't count. Right? So the one is just Echad Yachad Miyuchad. The spheros enable us to begin to count and enumerate different midos. Those midos are the blueprint of reality. Every single thing in this room, to a person who knows, is connected to one of those spheres, usually, especially things that have different colors, for example. All those different colors are rooted in the lower 7 spheros. Different materials with regard to different things, soft and hard, is smooth, bumpy, all connected to the spheres. Tastes, sweet, bitter, tangy. A person who eats can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he eats consciously in this way, can find Hashem in everything. You understand why now this would be connected to the Geula very briefly, because that's what the Geula is going to be. We're going to wake up to the reality that Ein Oid Melvadoi Kipshutai Mamish, not that there's no other God but Him, and this is the real God. There's nothing else but Elokus. That a Jew walks his whole life with Dveikus. That a Jew lives Umala Erzdeyas as Hashem Kamayim Liyam Chasavar. Like a fish swimming in the ocean of godliness. And the question is, like, how? Look at the world. It's a physical world. And the answer is through Kabbalah. Through the Asagas of Pnimius that enable the person to realize that the world does not hide God away. The world is the realm in which God is hidden. That's precisely where you can find Him. Says the Heilig Ramchal, Hine asfiris nechlakas la'atzmus v'kelim. I wish I had another half hour now, but I don't. But I'll make it very brief. Hasfiris nechlakas la'atzmus v'kelim. The spheres are divided into two different aspects, just like everything else in the Bria has a neshama and a guf. So when it comes to the spheres, we call them the kelim, which is the guf, the externality. But then inside of them, there's atzmos. Inside of them, there's the essential godliness, that one ray before it hits the prism and comes very much into all the spheros alike. Ukvarnas varzeb, mekamis rabim hetev, he says, we've already explained this in many other places. Va'akelim hema spheros hamishtanis bipulas and levitzarach hanhaga. The kelim are the various spheros that are associated with Hashem's midos. That's another word that we use them in more nigla svarim. So we'll say Hashem has the mid of chesed, Hashem has the mid of gevura. Now, gevura is not chesed, chesed is not gevura, but God is always God, right? So the kelim, the aspect of the guf, is where things change. But it's all emerging from one source, from one inyan. Kol mada avir rachmana. It's just latav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv Hashem lakol. But we experience sometimes good things, sometimes less good things. We should only hear happy news, Bezras Hashem. It all comes from one shayrish. That's how this process works. See, he says, this is oiris and kelim, or atzmus and kelim. So the kelim change. Acha atzmus hu soid chut ein sof baruch hu, hamespashet bekulam. But the atzmus is just that fundamental ray, so to speak, of divine light that comes down into the vessels of the spheros. She was soid akav, asher bakas achalal. They're going to this now. This is the aspect of the ray of godliness that comes down into the space within which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of the worlds. Shaboy ein shinoi klal. And in the atzmos, in the ray, there's no distinction. V'urak chiyas ha-sviris. It gives life to all of the other midas, and it brings them into being. But it's the same. Zenek ergam kein shaku de ilana. This is also called the irrigation ditch that brings water to all the different trees. But it's one It's one stream, and it brings life to everything. Besides shame ma, this is also the secret of a deep shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's called the shame memhe. Don't have time to explain this now. Soid Adam, which is the human being. Va'amekablam yecholim lekabel. Listen to this. That's why it's in bold. Va'amekablam yecholim lekabel oymen hasfiris levad dahinu min hakelim oymen ha'atzma shebehem. It's up to us. Because we're interacting with the spheres every minute. We ourselves are the spheres. Meaning our body, the Tselem Elokim, according to the Rabbeinu Bechaya quoted in Nefesh HaChaim Shir Aleph, are literally the spheres. So Keser is the skull. Chachma and Bina is the right hemisphere of the brain and the left hemisphere of the brain. Chesed and Gvura are the right hand and the left hand. Tiferes is the torso. Netzach and Hoyt are the right leg and the left leg. Yisoid is the bris. Malchus is either the mate, Klape the male, or the mouth, different aspects. We are it. That's why we look the way we look. That's why we have five fingers and not seven. That's every single aspect of the way that we are already interacting with the spheres. It's true, certainly, emotionally speaking, all of our midas. The mida of love, the mida of awe, the mida of pride, the mida of nitzachon, the mida of submissiveness. All of these different traits. How are we supposed to live? I don't understand how we live if we don't know the 10 spheres. We're missing fundamental information about what it means to be human. So of course we don't understand ourselves. Of course we don't understand the world. And it's so simple. It's so basic. It's not the cherry on top maybe for dessert. It's the aleph base for our dar. It's the basic building blocks. Otherwise, life gets very confusing. But we have the wisdom in a way that no other nations of the world have. We have this wisdom that was given to Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable. See, he says we can choose what we want to receive from. Either we can receive from the kelim, that the kelim is just reality as we see it. Okay, this is a table, this is water, but there's nothing deeper in it. It's just what it is. Chitzayin is. Or, if we're zoiche, oy min ha'atzma shebehem, we can literally live life in direct contact with the neshama of existence. We know that we have a neshama and a guf, but do you know that this table has a neshama? Do you know that the shtender has a neshama? That every taste in the coffee that people are drinking or whatever it is you're going to eat for breakfast, v'chule, there's a neshama in there. That neshama is Elokus. Hashem is not something up there. This whole reality is, this is it. He's infusing every particle of our experience. We could live life with dveikus. Dveikus doesn't mean to go travel across the world to some caver or even the kaisel. Dveikus is mamish right here, right now in my body and soul. And in everything that I experience in life, the question is, do I have the consciousness for that? And the Ramchal makes this very clear. A person can learn all of Shas and Poiskim. He will not know this. Not because there's anything wrong with Shas and Poiskim, but it's like trying to find poetry in a biology textbook. It's not the same topic. The Ramchal, not me. The Ramchal says this, and he did know Shas and Poiskim in a way I will never know. And maybe none of us will ever know, but the Ramchal knew. And he writes this explicitly. It's just we take some of the Ramchal and we leave everything else out. It's a crazy thing. But the Ramchal writes it explicitly in no uncertain terms. We need to be accessing this realm because the choice is ours. But he says, "Amnam be'emes b'Yisrael k'shuhu muchanim karaoi." When Klal Yisrael are doing what we're supposed to be doing and giving ourselves access to the gift that Hashem gave all of us. As nimshach b'seich mispashtus mizeachot b'seich nishmasam, the atzmos Hakadosh Baruch Hu's presence comes down into our souls. Kigam l'malak hamamini pnimius. It's pnimius l'fnimi pnimius and so on, and it goes up and 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 up. But we are banim atem. I'm just saying brief because we have 2 minutes left. Banim atem Hashem lekeichen. Skip to the next paragraph, and with this we'll finish. Ubizman shenechar b'bayis. When the bias was destroyed, Nemar the Pasuk says, "B'machshakim oishivani ki meisei oilam." You've put me in the dark like the eternally dead. It's a Pasuk in Eicha. V'hu, you know why? Ki ein ha'espashtus magil Yisrael, elu v'b'chinas ha'kelim v'lvat. From the time of the Galus, from the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael's engagement with Yiddishkeit and Halacha and Gemara and Mitzvahs and everything else is besoid chitzonius. They're only accessing the spheres. They're only accessing the kli. The hapnimius mistalekes. But the pnimius of Hashem's presence, the pnimius of a life of conscious dveikus with Hashem, the pnimius of the relationship of ani l'doini v'doidi li, that was nostalgic. And instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being our best friend in the world, like psukim say, it's not a new age concept, there are many, many psukim that say that, u'churas melech bo'y l'manachai v'rei'ai v'chule. Instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being our lover, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, in a real romantic sense, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our master, our king, we got to serve him, check the list, olam haba, olam hazeh, gehenim, gan eden. Chitzonius. This is all Chitzonius. The Panimius was Nistalekes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a presence in our Avodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah so that we should connect to Him. HaMalamik Torah Lamis. He is the Malamik. He wants to be present in our Torah. He wants to be present in our mitzvahs. But the Panimius was Nistalekes. And then the Psukim in Bereishis, the whole world was Tayu and Vayu and Choshech. And I'm not going to go into it because we have no time left. I'll just tell you outside. Toyu b'vay b'chayshach, he says it's keneged nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Or mayach, kavid, and lev. Toyu vayu chayshach. Our whole reality was destroyed. It was just the sight of the chitzonius. And you know what happened next? Says the Heilige Tzaddik. Go to the end. As bizman Rabbi Shimon by Achai Schus Yagnolenu, as hischalis spashit zehama, this new shame, the ma, the adam, the soid selam alekim, the soid of the atzmus, the neshama, began to come down into the world, but as nasa sefer azoyar, zoyar means to shine, and this was the soid vayoymer alekim, yehi ar. We get out of choshech, and tayu, and vayu, and choshech, and we come to the place of yehi ar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends for us to live lives of light. Lives of consciousness, lives of vitality, lives that are awake, lives that are alive, lives that are plugged into the dveikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Ad sheyo'ir gamas ha'choshech ha'guf, that even our guf, that even our achila, that even our business dealings, that even our interactions and our relationships, husbands and wives, parents and children, Yiddishkeit is not relegated to sitting in front of a Gemara. Avodas Hashem is every minute of your life. B'chol drachecha de'ehu, this is the secret of Rabbi Shimon. This is the secret of Rashbi, another Rabbi Shimon. Rashbi is Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. And I went a little bit over time, you'll forgive me. Hashem should bless us. This is not a vart. Listen to me. This is not a vart. This is not a dvar Torah. I'm trying to explain to you something. This is real. This is real. Today we can give ourselves access to a level of Yiddishkeit that will absolutely transform our lives. Mamish. And enable us to give over Yiddishkeit of life and geula to our children, and bring us closer and closer to the geula. It's up to us. The choice is ours. We can accept or reject the remedy, but we shouldn't kvetch, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hiktim or fula makom. We should have the wisdom and the humility to accept it. Yashar koach. Thank you so much.